Hello, I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening when you go to bed. It truly is a wonderful way to begin and end your day, and it really helps keep you centered throughout the day so that you can be present with your life instead of missing out on life. In this week's podcast, we're going to look at a very exciting study that was recently done on how meditation can have a very positive effect on the cellular level. And yes, you heard me right. This study shows how meditation can even keep your cells healthy. So let's get started. This study will be appearing in Psychoneuroendocrinology and was done from researchers at the University of California, Davis and the University of California, San Francisco. Interestingly, one of the main researchers of the study, Dr. Elizabeth Blackburn, actually won the Nobel Prize for Physiology and Medicine in 2009, so we're in good company. They had two groups in this study, a control group and a meditation group. And the meditation group studied meditation and practiced meditation for 3 months, so it's a very long study. The meditators were on retreat, and they had group meditation sessions twice a day, and they also engaged in individual practice for about 6 hours a day. So obviously it's a very intensive meditation retreat. And at the end of 3 months, they said, are there any differences between the meditation people and those who didn't practice, the control group? So let's see what they found. I'm going to get a little technical for just a minute, and then I'll explain it in more plain English afterwards. So hang on. We have in our bodies what are called telomeres. These are the sequences of DNA at the end of chromosomes that tend to get shorter every time the cell divides. And with time, the cell will die. Telomerase is an enzyme that can rebuild and lengthen the telomeres. So we want telomerase in order to be healthy and keep our cells living a longer time. So the study looked at, is there any difference between the control group and the meditation group in regards to how many telomerase there are in the body? Let's see what they found. Telomerase were 1/3 higher in the meditation group in regards to white blood cells compared to the control group. That's pretty impressive. So let's review. Your cells are very important. They make up who you are. We all know that. We want them healthy. We want them to live a long time so that we can live a long time. But as they divide, they kind of die because the part of them that keeps them going gets shorter and shorter and shorter. There's another substance, an enzyme, that can keep them lasting longer and keep them alive for a lot longer. However, as we get older, we don't have as much of that enzyme in us, telomerase. Okay, so if you meditate, and this is a pretty intensive meditation practice, but if you meditate on a regular basis, what you'll find is that your telomerase, or these enzymes that keep your cells healthy, will increase. What this study showed is that they increased by 1/3. So this is a little bit of a conjecture, but having enzymes in your body that help your cells live longer is a very, very good thing. And meditation is a way to doing that. Now, mind you, this was a pretty intensive practice, but even a little bit of meditation, like you may be starting right now, a little bit every day in the morning and a little bit every night can be very, very good for you. At your cell level, it can keep you healthy at the cellular level. We all, of course, want to be healthy, but what if we could actually, through meditation, help our cells be healthy? Wouldn't that be something worth exploring, trying, practicing? Just a reminder, this study was done by a Nobel Prize winning scientist, and she found that meditation is good for you at your cell level. So, consider meditating. There are so many benefits that we cover in this podcast and will continue to cover as I keep you abreast of the new research coming out and just talking about in other episodes how meditation is done and how it's good for you, and also guided meditations every third week. But continue to listen, continue to meditate, and continue to grow. When I first started meditating 30 years ago, it was found that meditation was really good for blood pressure, and I think everyone around the world knows that now. But scientists are beginning to show us that meditation is actually good for us on many, many levels, and in this study, at your cellular level. So, learn to take good care of your cells by meditating every day. Keep them healthy. Let those telomeres keep fighting for you and making those cells live longer so that you can have a healthy body and really experience a plethora of positive effects that meditation can have on your body. Now, mind you, this was an intensive meditation retreat. So if you're interested in that, a more intensive experience of meditation instead of this weekly podcast of 10 minutes or less, come join Elizabeth and I for a meditation retreat. You can learn more about them at www.holisticretreats.tv. But even if you can't join us, continue to meditate, continue to listen to this podcast, and continue to develop your interests, love of, and great benefits from meditating. Peace.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. You're on your way to a more holistic you, and Dr. Puff and I would like to further your journey by encouraging you to visit our bookstore at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more insightful knowledge regarding work, relationships, and overall wellness. Peace.